These are your latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Dan McCarthy. Ilkay Gundogan has hailed City's incredible squad depth and flexibility as key traits of success. The German midfielder, celebrating his 31st birthday, made a welcome return to the starting 11 in Saturday evening's 4-1 win over Brighton and Hove Albion, captaining the side and opening the scoring from close range. The triumph at the Amex Stadium also saw Phil Foden score twice and grab an assist in the false nine role, while Riyad Mahrez chipped in with an injury time goal from the bench. It's great to play with these players in one team, and even the power we have from the bench in every single game, it's just incredible. Manchester City boss Pep Guardiola reportedly wanted Raheem Sterling to be sold during the summer transfer window. The 26-year-old was linked with a move away from the Etihad over the summer, having found it difficult to show his best form for the club during last season. Sterling has dropped down the pecking order in terms of a starting role, with the Citizens and Barcelona continue to be linked with a January loan move for the England international. According to reports, the relationship between the attacker and his manager broke down last term. And Manchester City midfielder Tommy Doyle is floating today after scoring in Hamburg's victory over Paderborn. The unknown midfielder scored his first goal in senior football in the German second division 2-1 win on Friday night. Doyle joined HSV on a straight season-long loan in August and has been gradually introduced to first-team football by coach Tim Walter. He told the club's website, "We recently had a few games which we didn't close the scoreline, so we're all the more happy that we made it today and we were rewarded. I'm personally extremely pleased I was able to have a decisive influence in the last few minutes as I did in Au." Those are your latest Manchester City headlines.